As we approach year's end, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns looks back on the past 12 months in music and finds that Philadelphia has been moving steadily towards the cutting edge.
The city's year in classical music started with the John Cage Beyond Silence Festival and a new opera titled Wolf in Skins with a stage full of animal-human hybrids. 2013 ends with the U.S. premiere of a major choral work by Wolfgang Riem, Germany's greatest but most complicated composer. Who'd have predicted this 5 years ago? And here are some words I never thought I would utter. That previous bastion of conservatism known as Opera Philadelphia is moving and shaking, most recently at the Fringe Arts headquarters with the Serbian language opera Svadba. This forward-looking activity is coming from many different directions, and that's encouraging. No one person or camp or school is behind this. Artists are creating these concerts and attracting seriously engaged audiences, even if it means braving the wilds of Northern Liberties, where industrial buildings previously in disrepair are now nicely repurposed. Long-established organizations are collaborating, most recently in the Mendelssohn Club's October concert with the Kimball Center Organ. Marc-André Hamelin continues bringing us marginalized works, arriving this fall with Leo Ornstein's sweeping piano quintet. But the greatest discovery was the young Latvian composer Santa Ratniese, who had several pieces of jaw-dropping imagination unveiled by The Crossing. The Philadelphia Orchestra has been a bit reticent about joining the party, but it probably will soon enough. With his Rotterdam Orchestra, Yannick Nézet-Séguin recently unveiled a jazzy new Marc Anthony Tournage piano concerto. Jazz? Philadelphia audiences would no doubt welcome that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.